I have a fascination with crucifix and crosses. I'm always intrigued by how different artists depict either the physical cross itself or the crucifix, or even through artwork. And I recently found one that that disturbed me, because it was like the picture was Jesus on the cross was almost like a clown-like image. Let me show it to you here for a second. I can. Technology should work, but let's see. There you go. So it's by an artist called Georges Giraud. So Georges Giraud is an expressionist, the early 19th century, early 20th century, late 19th century. And so I was somewhat disturbed that they would make Jesus in a clown-like figure, like, Jesus, clown? I'm thinking, oh, I was a little stark. Now, I know artwork is meant to do that to you, like kind of get you out of your comfort zone, challenge your suppositions. So I did a little research on him. And so Georges Giraud was an expressionist, but in his early 30s, he went through a powerful exchange. He was a Catholic, and he painted a lot of artwork. But he had an experience with a clown that transformed his life forever. And he was in Paris, I think, and there was a circus in town. And the circus had gathered, and it was off duty. And inside the caravan of the circus crew, the clown was fixing his costume, sewing it and fitting it. And he had no face on, and he had this realization that here was this old man who was the clown. An old man who was a homeless, a vagrant, an old man who had been put on clown. Nobody would have known because he puts on the clown face. And he said, and that moment he realized, isn't that clown like every one of us? We put on our game face, but inside we're wounded and broken. And he ultimately painted Jesus in this clown-like figure to say that Christ was the ultimate clown. Now think of what a clown does, at least we think it's too disrespectful. A clown does is like the court jester, right? It makes fun of and distracts you from what is real, what seems like the most important thing, right? The clown makes fun and is irreverent of things that we would typically not, no one else could do it. Only the clown could do that. And his conclusion is that Christ Jesus was the ultimate clown. Like even today, he makes fun of Pilate by his silence. He mocks him by his silence. And he does this with the Pharisees and describes time and time again that he says what is not to be said. But ultimately, Christ the clown gets crucified. And we realize the real fools are not Christ. The real fools are humanity, because we missed the ultimate message of Christ. But Christ comes to us, and I think it's a powerful image, this particular image of the crucifixion. And it's a realization that there is, like that old man who was playing the image of the clown, there's a wounded part of all of us. Every one of us, to a certain extent, are wounded. We're hurt. We have our pains. We have our suffering, some more than others. And why God allows some to be so wounded and broken and others not, we will never know the fullness of that. But we all have, no matter where we are in life, we have our wounds, we have our pain, we have our suffering. And to a certain extent, we all put on our game face to go through life. And what the Lord comes to us in the midst of this very powerful, is this powerful rendition today. We hear this, my God, why have you forsaken me? And the ultimate message for us is that that often in our own suffering, we feel God is not there. We hear no answer. And but the ultimate message of the Passion of Christ is that God's silence can be trusted. That's the ultimate message of the cross, is that the victory of the cross comes after the cross, not before or in the middle. God does not rescue his own son. God does not rescue Jesus from the crucifixion. He redeems them after and through it. And so it is for us, is that often in our own life when we suffer and we have pain, is that the Lord will not necessarily rescue us, but he will redeem us. And that we can trust God's silence. That ultimately the resurrection will follow our crucifixions. And yes, we know that at the end of time, but also in the midst of our life, all those little crucifixions we endure, all the little suffering and the pain that we have, that God will ultimately give us a resurrection. But in the midst of that pain and suffering, we need to trust the silence of God. Jesus, as depicted by George Jugjo, is a powerful counterpoint to the strength that we expect in society. It is the weakness that Christ takes up, and he transforms it into a strength. Today, we trust the silence of God.